Do you want to learn interesting psychological information in an easy, straightforward, and entertaining manner? Then you need to listen to The Shrink Is In, a podcast show produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. Dr. Gurr is a practicing licensed psychologist for more than 25 years in New York State, and now he is available to you on the internet. Now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr.
Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today I'm going to be doing a follow-up on seasonal affective disorder, a little bit more detail on the light boxes, and some information on two other treatments for seasonal affective disorder that have been showing up in the research. So let's go back to what seasonal affective disorder is, and essentially it's a depressive reaction to changes in the season. There is some data to suggest that light boxes work by providing more natural light. And I just wanted to give some information on what you need to know, in fact, if you're going to look for light boxes. Even though I can't recommend one treatment over another, I just think that if you, as an individual, experiment out there, maybe light boxes might help. So if you're going to look for light boxes, I thought it was important that you know some information. I would suggest that you look at companies who specifically make light boxes for seasonal affective disorder. Look for light boxes that produce 10,000 lux, L-U-X. See if you can find a box that has minimal UV exposure. Many boxes, but not all, have some kind of shielding to knock out the ultraviolet light. Make sure that the light box comes from above, not in your face. The cost varies tremendously, so you know you want to be a careful shopper, but again, you want to buy a good piece of equipment. Now, here's the other interesting piece. Much of the research on light therapy was done by Michael Terman in 1998. He found that light therapy worked for his patients. In the fall of 1998, 13 Canadian specialists issued what they considered treatment guidelines for seasonal affective disorder in terms of light therapy. And again, they said 10,000 lux lighting for 30 minutes a day was the correct dosage. And light therapy should be started in the morning. And they indicated that light therapy should see positive results within 1 week, but other patients may take maybe up to 4 weeks. There were some common side effects, which included headache, eye strain, nausea, agitation, but these were transient and tended to disappear either with time or if you reduce the lights. Now, here are the other two interesting treatments for seasonal affective disorder. Something came up called Dawn Simulation, and this is a computer program-oriented light therapy. And what it does is it starts light therapy when you're sleeping, and as you wake up, it simulates the sun crossing the horizon. So what's happening is your body is getting this light while you're sleeping, and you're waking up to what is a bright, bright morning. So your brain believes that you're getting that kind of light, the natural light. One of the other research findings was about high-density negative air ionization. And this came out of Dr. Terman's work. He found that when people were exposed to negative ions, which are found generally in higher concentration at the seashore or after spring thunderstorms, and it's always lower in heated rooms, that when they were exposed to negative ions, the subjects actually felt better. Now, this was a single episode, so it's not exactly a robust finding. But it's interesting that, again, there's a correlation between the environment in which we feel better, and by simulating that environment, either by the negative ions or by increasing natural light, we tend to feel better and less depressed. Just, you know, keep in mind that there are probably some indications that increasing, you know, a normal positive environment with light, the negative ions, might help people who are depressed. Whether this works, we obviously have to do more research, but I think it's an interesting finding. And whether it is at this point considered science or scientifically proven, you really have nothing to lose by trying to make your environment lighter, more negatively ioned, so to speak, because it's things that basically can't harm you and, if anything, can help. So until next time, this has been Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.